This prayer experience will be based on John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Thomas. I encourage you to open your Bibles and have your journals ready. For today's format, we will be using Lectio Divina. I'll read the scripture passage first just to get us acquainted with it, and then a second time where you'll hold on to a word or a phrase, and then the third time very slowly, and the fourth time you'll read it very slowly on your own. So the first is Lectio, to read. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Let's listen to it a second time and try to hold in your heart a word or a phrase that you feel God is speaking to you. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." What was the word or phrase that you feel God was speaking to you? Mine was, "His disciples were again inside." Let's read it a third time and try to hold on to another word or phrase. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." What's the word or phrase that you have now? Mine was believe. Take a moment now, very slowly in silence, and read this to yourself a fourth time. You can read it out loud, or you can read it silently in your own heart. And again, try to hold on to one word or phrase, and then journal that word or phrase.